Here's the thing. Being different isn't a flaw. It's a feature. I wear Nike glasses every day, not just because they help me see, but because they're part of my look. I haven't hit my growth spurt yet, but I've got big energy. And yeah, the girls haven't noticed me yet. But trust me, chat, they will. I'm not in a rush to be like everybody else, because I'm not trying to blend in. I'm trying to be me. So, if you're out there feeling like you don't fit the mold, good. That means you're shaping your own. Chat challenge. What makes you built different? Write it. Draw it. Say it out loud. Just don't forget it. A letter to my future self. Hey, future me. If you're reading this, I hope you're still asking questions. I hope you never stopped being curious, even when people told you to chill. I hope you still talk too much, laugh too loud, and feel everything deeply. I hope you remember Mom's voice, even if it's just in pieces. And I hope you know she'd be proud of you, no matter what. I hope you've made peace with the stuff you couldn't fix. And I hope you've forgiven yourself for the things you didn't know how to carry. I hope the girls finally noticed you. Let's be real, they probably did. But more than that, I hope you noticed yourself. Like, really saw yourself. And liked what you saw. I hope you're still writing. Still dreaming. Still being extra. Because being built different isn't something you grow out of. It's something you grow into. Keep going. Keep being you. R. Cooper, the younger, louder version. Write your own letter to your future self. What do you hope your future self remembers? What do you want them to know, feel, or never forget? Dear future me. Character card. Name, R. Cooper. Nickname, Little Professor. Mom gave me that one. Age, 12. Role, big brother, gamer, question asker, future CEO. Core traits. Loyal gamer. Roblox is life. Yu-Gi-Oh! Duels with Uncle Melvin. Legendary. Big brother energy. I try to be good at everything. Sometimes that's a lot. Talker by nature. My brain's always moving. Talking helps me keep up. Easily distracted. I might forget what I was saying, but I never stop thinking. Emotionally aware. I feel things deeply. I notice what others miss. Faith-filled. I love the Lord. He's part of my story, always. Family first. Nana, Granny, TT, Uncle Melvin, and my little brothers. They're my crew. Young hustler. I'm always thinking of ways to make it big. Always. Chapter 2. Ayo, chat, you back? Good. I was starting to think you rage quit on me. So here's the deal. This chapter, it's not deep. It's not sad. It's just real. Like how I tried to eat cereal in peace this morning, but my little brother decided to freestyle rap over my Frosted Flakes. Or how I walked into school with my fresh kicks and still got roasted for my height. Bro, you sure you're in 7th grade? Yes. Yes, I am. And I'm still smarter than you. But I don't let it get to me. Because I've got something they don't. Swag. Style. And a brain that stays asking questions. Like, why do teachers act like group projects are a reward? Why do people say, be yourself, but then act weird when you actually are? Why does everyone think being loud means you're not listening? Spoiler alert, I am listening. I just talk back. So let me tell you what happened last week. It's summer. I'm chilling. No school. No alarms. Just me, my snacks, and my Xbox. I'm mid-game. Squads on.